Thank you for listening, and welcome to When Pigs Fly. Talk from the heart, the mind, and the soul. And I'm your host, Andrew Fetter. And welcome, everyone. This is Andrew Fetter, and thank you for listening in again. One Pigs Fly. I want to thank you all for listening, and all future listeners, past listeners, of course, BBS Radio, for having this come to be. First, I want to say to those who have been affected by the recent storm of Sandy about the Northeast, my thoughts and prayers go out to all those who have been greatly affected, both directly and indirectly, and of course those who have perished through that calamity. I hope you guys all, I know how it was, you go through travesty and things and not, but it gives an opportunity. Sometimes when we have travesty, it gives opportunity for humanity to come together. And that's what it is, the sort of the karma sequences of when we have these kind of events that happen. Of course, there's talk of that maybe even accelerated by other means, but we will have to see about that. And I'm talking about if the weather patterns have increased or adjusted, because there has been micro things. I think those storms were meant to happen, but then, you know, I think there's been oil in the fire, so to speak, to make them a little bit worse than necessary. So, and all do. It is what it is, and I guess we'll have to see. And, of course, we're going through extraordinary times these times, I think all around the world. Energy changing vastly. I think a lot of people are definitely feeling the differences. I know me personally, and I know the friends of mine and people we talk considerably, that things energetically might be feeling a little bit more nauseous, maybe feeling disjointed. May feel some anxiety as we head closer and closer toward the end of the year. This is just basically because, and this is the real reason why we have climate change, is we're drastically changing our frequency in Earth, and this is actual physics fact. Actually, the whole solar system is changing. Just like the top is spinning in a different way, and we're actually slowly changing our axiom, our magnetic fields are changing. So what do you think is going to happen to you and me? So it's like imagine you on a ship, and suddenly that ship on the ship takes a quick course, change of course, and you know how that feels. It's like being an airplane, and the airplane suddenly makes a quick turn. That's sort of what you're feeling, the inertia of the change of energy. Anyway, I want to thank my last past guest I had on, and I know there was going in and out, and I highly suggest you please check that show I had on last October the 26th. That was with had Stephanie Lodge and CJ Lodge, and they're explaining their helonetics, and basically helonetics is a modularity that is very specific and requires participation from the individual in order to empower their true belief system that and optimize or calibrate their physical and light blueprints to align with the planetary harmonic grid frequencies. In short, helonetics tunes the body to the highest frequency vibrational area currently available by blending both quantum technology and spiritual vibration. Post-magnetic fields, PMF, of the indigo violet light can open up the divine blueprint for the recalibration so that the helonetics facilitator can stream in angelic light and energies into the body while affirmations and self-talk takes place to set new intentions for the person to integrate as their new desired experiences. In other words, you go get it done. Try it. I'm, in fact, going to have it done this afternoon. Proof in the pudding. I don't do put things out here or talk about things just to sell or anything like that. I put people I truly believe that can definitely benefit the individual and humanity at large. So anyway, do check that out. I'm going in there in approximately a couple hours. Now, another thing is I have a special announcement before I get into the subject of today, which we all know what that is, coming of elections and shit. Nothing like a little mojo in the morning. I am having, coming up on the 10th, that's next week. So those in the Los Angeles or Ventura area, I will be teaching a class on Kabbalah, the understandings of souls, past lives, karma, tikkun, the tree of life, death and life, twin souls, twin flames, relationships, and the four worlds. The class will also include both Kabbalistical chant by Rav Abu Lafia. I'll have to do that. I do that almost every class I do. And I will also perform a past life regression for all those who attend. It is to take place on November 5th again. That's next Saturday, a week from tomorrow. It's going to be from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Soul Centered Shop. Again, that's Soul Centered Shop at 311 Montgomery Street, Ojai, California, 93023. The phone number there is 805-640-8222. Again, that's in Ojai, obviously, 93023, California, 311 Montgomery Street, Soul Center Shop. And the phone number is 805-640-8222. And I'll be there for the lecture from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. and it'll start 11 a.m. sharp. After I complete my class, I will be doing readings during their psychic fair. And I'll be doing that from 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. again. That's at Soul Center Shop. Do come on down. It's going to be fun. Great area, great energy, great people. Of course, all people great. So do come on down. Now, I know in consideration of the fact that a lot of people, we're right now in the terms of what's happening in elections. And I wrote down a whole bunch of scenario stuff. Just to keep myself posted and just read off statements and things. I usually do things pretty much ad lib, and I throw things because I want to be absolutely correct when I give out information, and so I'll have things posted when I read it off, so it will be read. Now, I know the biggest question has come of recent, and this comes to elections now, with what I'd say between the GOP and, you know, Republicans and the Democrats and in the United States and, of course, Obama and Romney. And I think it's really, really important in this time period. I know there's a clash, a question that pretty much the same or very similar as far as when it comes to, you know, they have the same puppet masters, if you want to call it that. Economics, but I think on the lower side, when it comes to areas of free choice or pro-choice or what is really pro-life and the mixtures of implementing religious things or religious thoughts. Now, when I use the word religious, I'm not talking about a positive, I'm talking about a negative, not spiritual. I know religious in terms of being very maybe Taliban-like, implementing their own belief systems, no different than Iran, Saudi Arabia, Hamas, or even the PA, or in other, right now in Egypt, pushing their belief system on while taking away other ones' right to choose for their own endeavors. Now, I'm getting back to what I feel is important, and it's talking about life. And you'll hear people use pro-life, I'm pro-life, I'm pro-life. Well, what the hell is really life? I mean, they throw it's amazing when people throw out these broad terms, and they'll use these almost like catchphrases, when there's really no substance behind a lot of them. They'll put like, it's like almost like a having a bumper sticker kind of promo. But what is life? So let's get down to what is really life and then determine, because they're always talking about, when I'm talking about life, talking about pro-life, they're talking about obvious the abortion situation, if a baby or a fetus and when life starts, and therefore if it's, you have abortion, is it killing and yada, yada, yada. So let's just look at, before I get into the other sense of what is really life. Now, in the biological definition of life, life is characteristic that distinguish objects that have significantly self-sustaining processes from these that do not, either because such definite functions have ceased, that is death, or else because they lack such functions and are classified as inanimate, like a rock, right? Now, there is no unequivocal definition of life. The current understanding of life in the biological sense is considered under characteristics of an organism's that exhibit all or most of the following premises, one of which would be homeostasis, which is the regulation of the internal environment, maintaining a constant state, for example, electrolyte concentration or sweating to reduce temperature. That means your body adjusts to the physical thing will adjust to it. Organization, being structured, composed of one or more cells, the basic units of life, and metabolism, transformation of energy by converting chemicals and energy into cellular components. This growth, maintenance of the high rate of anabolism, that catabolism, a growth organism increases in size in all of its parts rather than simply accumulating matter. Adaptability, the ability to change over time, responsive. This is basically an evolutionary fundamental, the process of evolution, and is determined by the organism's heredity, diet, and external factors. Response to stimuli, a response can be taking many forms, from the concentration of a unilateral organism to the extent chemicals to complex reactions involving all senses of multicellular organisms. A response is often expressed by the motion, for example, the leaves of a plant turning toward the sun. Reproduction, the ability to produce new individual organisms, either asexually or sexually. So, if you hear those standards, what is life? And this is where even biology has problems, is what is a virus? Is it alive or is it dead? Because by their definition, it wouldn't. And it was always, I remember even taking back in the day, I remember when I went to UC Davis and studying and I remember biology, they could not say. That's why they always put a big question on what is life. So they themselves don't even know what life is. It's like, it's more grayer than you think. Right? Now, that's the biological scientific understanding of life. But we as humans, we have to make things instead of making, because in reality things are more circular, we have to always make a square so we can fit those little pegs. So we need legal definitions of life. So knowing that the legal definition of life, we have to look at the legal definition of death, which leads to us what life really is under legal definition. The legal definition of life goes to the medical reasoning. It'll always show what the medical norm is. That's based on what the medical field believes. Again, that's a medical field believes at that time, right? Because there's the biological, scientific, and there's the medical, which would be probably the more update. It is based upon death was defined as the cessation of circulatory and respiratory functions, meaning you stop breathing and your heart doesn't work, it stops, right? So by that was the old path, and how the person's breathing, he's dead, his heart stopped, he's dead, right? But then with the invention of machines that we can provide artificial circulation and respiration, catching a little cold here, the definition has ceased to be practical. So it's been modified to include another specific category, death or brain death. So we look at if the brain is dead, then the person is dead. That's how they now move that picture. So that's really determined where life, in legal terms, is brain activity and having basically a body secretary. So it's basically three standards. Pretty limited, huh? So in straight terms, when we talk about life begins and life ends, it's pretty much of a blur. See, if you say, like, it starts in conception, which means basically the sperm meets into the egg, therefore there starts one immediate thing, that would be one cell. So then really in art, that based upon those terms, then death would not really effectively happen until the entire body of the human, every single cell dies. I mean, you would have to sit there with a death certificate and go beyond to when there's all the cells have died in the entire body, which will take until it starts going to absolute decay. Because, you know, they're still existing. And then you still have bone cells. They take forever. So that's the problem. So when does conception start? There is no circulatory or respiratory, or there's no brain. Now, if you look at the biological definition, having certain characteristics of an organism, well, that's pretty broad too, isn't it? So maybe they're talking about life in a spiritual context. Well, it isn't when the soul is part of the life, when the soul actually goes into that the mess and becomes part of it. Well, in Kabbalism, they say sort of like there's two parts. And I'm still working on teaching this. Like next week, I can't believe I'm talking about this. There's in Hebrew, they call it, there's the nefesh, and then there's the ruach, and neshima. And they say, like, you know, out of God, he brought breath into his nostrils. That's the neshima. So the body, the neshima, comes through the hand, through the element of, they say, from the sperm. And then from the egg is the nefesh. So it's that part. That's why there's a soul within that, too. They come together, and in the blend of them becomes the ruach. And so that's where they are. And then neshima is the connection to the universe, and the grounding element of the nefesh is the grounding force to the physical elements of our worlds. So, but who is to know exactly? Those are very broad themselves. It's not a line. It's not a cut. How do you know when and the soul never dies? Only the body does, and that, therefore, where does life begin? Because only the body forms into life. So we're talking little cell, big cells, 50 cells, how far? And the fact is, no one really knows when life begins exactly. And it doesn't say in the Bible when the life begins either. So these people are idiots. It's stupid. The Bible does not say exactly when life begins. It never has. Because nobody really knows. Even we talk in esoterics, we see and know things, but we don't really, really, absolutely know. No one really knows. And how do we know when the breathing stops on their own? And if the brain is in, then what? Again, the blur of what? A life. But let me say, hypothetically, for those politics, looks at what the people who call themselves pro-life, like the GOP and Republicans. You're always, I'm pro-life. So let's go say you're pro-life. You do not want absolutely a woman having a choice to have, because that's what they mean, a woman not to have a choice. They don't want to use that. They can't say anti-choice, so they use pro-life. Get it? just a play of words. They don't want to sound negative. But if you use, since you characterize yourself pro-life, that means you're pro for life, right? So if you're for life, pro-life, really, then let me ask you this. Are you for the death penalty? If you are, then you can't obviously be pro-life. If you don't support the right for health care as being a right for all individuals instead of being a privilege, then you are pro-life. If you support any war and choose to send peoples to fight wars so they kill one another, are you pro-life? If you don't care about the welfare of a child through all the way from child to adult, are you pro-life? If you don't mind chemicals that are being produced or engineered foods, such as like in Monsanto, that kill us in our food and water, are you pro-life? If you don't mind the chemicals that kill and are made, that are spewed in our air, water, oceans, and all or throughout our planet, are you pro-life? If you have no problem that a woman has no health care, and perhaps even the child as well, are you pro-life? If you don't mind children and people starving to death, like they're on their own, no Medicare, no Medicaid, welfare, are you really pro-life? If you think there shouldn't be regulations and oversight over our foods and our drugs, air, water, and of course our surrounding environment, especially our earth, are you pro-life? If you think that the government should not be in regulatory factors of our safety on the job site, meaning making it safe on the job, safety of one's life, are you pro-life? I mean, you don't want contraception used, yet you don't want a system so the baby can live healthy, prosperous, and live with all the opportunities. That's certainly not pro-life. It says in our Declaration of Independence, we hold these truths self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with all unalienable rights, that among these are the life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Not a privilege. So here it is. Here's the GOP, Republicans' platform. There is a war on women. They can't run away from it. It's been even placed in their own words. Here is their platform regarding abortion. Faithful to, and I quote this, is out of their text, faithful to the self-evident truth enshrined in the Declaration of Independence. That's why I read that. We assert the sanctity of human life and affirm that the unborn child has a fundamental individual right to life, which cannot be infringed. We support human life amendment to the Constitution and endorsed legislation to make clear that the 14th Amendment protection apply to the unborn children. That's pretty broad. There are no exceptions in their platform. Meaning, there is absolutely no exceptions for abortion. If your sister is raped and she is pregnant from the rape, she is not allowed to have an abortion. She must carry the rapist's baby. If your mother is raped and she is pregnant from the rape, she is not allowed to have an abortion and must carry the rapist's baby. If your girlfriend is raped and she is pregnant from the rape, she's not allowed to have an abortion and must carry the rapist's baby. If your wife is raped and she is pregnant from the rape, she's not allowed to have an abortion and must carry the rapist's baby. If your daughter is raped and she is pregnant from the rape, she is not allowed to have an abortion and must carry the rapist's baby. And if your sister, your mother, girlfriend, wife will die if she has a baby, tough. And you think that there is not a war by the GOP against women. There is so much. It was a laundry list. I had to select a few, not just their comments and also implementations in the law, attempts in the law or are in law against women. And I'll read them off just to select a few. I mean, I'm telling you, few that I pulled out. Because otherwise I'd be here till tomorrow. Here's a quote by Idaho State Representative Chuck Winder. He says, "I hope that when a woman goes in to a physician with a rape issue, the physician will indeed ask her about perhaps her marriage. Was this pregnancy caused by normal relations in a marriage? Or was it truly caused by a rape? I assume that's part of the counseling that goes on." That's unreal. Here's from Mitt Romney. "Vote for the other guy if you want birth control covered." Debbie Lasko of Arizona Republican. "Defends her bill, which would require women to prove to their employers that they are taking birth control for medical reasons, not simply to prevent pregnancy, by putting religion above women's rights. My bill does one thing and one thing alone. It allows an employer with religious objections to opt out." So somebody who has a religious objection can opt out. Let's put it this way. If that were true, could I make it so that all my employees, if I was a religious Jew or religious Muslim, could I make everybody, all my employees, force them to eat kosher? Not work on the Sabbath? That's absurd. Implementing other people's religious values on other people. Absurd. This is America. I mean, they never read that in the First Amendment, there's a separation of religion and otherwise now you're making your religious values be one of the same as the law of the land. Is that no different than placing Sharia law in like Egypt, Saudi Arabia, Iran, amongst the Palestinians? Anyway, Alaska Republican Alan Dick. "If I thought that the man's signature was required in order for a woman to have an abortion, I'd have a little more peace about it." So a man would, in his perspective, be required to sign that. Wow, sounds Taliban to me. A man will choose for the woman. Wow, that's been going on for centuries, hasn't it? A man will decide, make the choice for the woman, not the woman. Now, data shows that thanks to a process known as gender rating, women pay more for health insurance than men. Even among plans that don't include female-specific services like maternity coverage. And there's not a war against women. Texas Governor Rick Perry implemented a law that would exclude Planned Parenthood from Medicaid Women's Health Program, causing the Department of Health and Human Services to revoke federal funding for family planning via Medicaid to the state. Got it. Thank you, Texas. It's funny because I had a client I was counseling and she had nowhere to go. She had no insurance, basically on the street. And she had like massive ulcers in her stomach lining. I don't even know if she survived. And she lives in Texas. So much for healthcare in Texas. The GOP Arizona legislature is in on the cusp of a defunding Planned Parenthood. Reverend Drew D'Angelo, a Republican promoter and supporter. To me, the issue is that we have a young people who think they are doing good for others by handing out condoms. There are many instances of date rape in which the assailant uses a condom. I would hate to think that the condom they receive from this group somehow entitles them to do this. Is that fucking retarded? I mean, that's lame. It's amazing these people have walk with brains. There has consistently been congressional Republicans opposing renewing the Violence Against Women Act. Why are they against it? Violence Against Women Act? What's wrong with that? They're against it? Now, everybody knows Rush Limbaugh. You know, it's amazing. People forget Rush Limbaugh, how bigoted he was. I'm not going to get into other things just to tell him. Rush Limbaugh was actually, for a very small period, was on ESPN. You can look this up. I didn't even have to go. I was going to pull this up, and I remember this so blatantly. I think it was McNair he was talking about. But anyway, he got kicked off of being on ESPN because he made a racial statement saying a black man can't be a quarterback. And it was when in the professional football but there's Moon and others, but it was, I think it was when McNair was a quarterback of the Titans. Pretty sure it was him. He was making, a sickening statement like that. And you see where he comes from. Dude is a fucking bigot. That's why he doesn't like blacks. So he makes his comments about Obama. He's black. He doesn't like women. Yet he can go, who knows how many hookers he's gone with. And him and his cotton days. Yet he is the spokesperson. The spokesperson for the GOP and the Republicans. That's a fact. But he says they just follow. Rush Limbaugh, how exciting. Now, he once said, how can I be anti-woman? I even judge the Miss America pageant. Could you imagine Rush Limbaugh being a judge at a Miss America pageant? You know why he did that gig? Oink, oink. New Hampshire House votes on a bill that allows judges 2 business days before they have to decide whether a juvenile who does not want to inform her parents may have an abortion. Republican Lasco introduces a bill in Arizona House that would allow employers, get this, this is sick, to allow employers to ask women for documentation if they require birth controls for non-conceptual reasons. Unreal. Fox News commentator Liz Trotta says military women should expect to be raped. That's right. This is what from Fox News. Liz Trotta, who is a diehard conservative Republican, says military women should expect to be raped. She goes on to say that the military is spending too much money on sexual assault prevention. That is unreal. I wonder if she has a daughter that wants to go in the military. Anyway, Mitt Romney, in his statement, says Planned Parenthood, we're going to get rid of it. Planned Parenthood, get rid of it. If you only knew what Planned Parenthood does. You know, mammograms, pap smears, things that help prevent women from getting sick, cancer. That's like 80-90% of their stuff they do. It has nothing to do with, like 10% is maybe contraception. If these young women are being responsible and didn't have the sex to begin with, you wouldn't have this problem to begin with. So said Texas Davis, a commissioner in North Carolina, a Republican. A Maine state representative, Lance Harville, questions why there should be pap smears in the first place and covered in by insurance. A Republican. Why pap smears should be covered by insurance? The Catholic University of America shames students for premarital sex and outlaws contraception on the campus. Unreal. Going with that logic, this is from Michelle Bachmann. Everybody remembers her. This is what she says about contraception mandate. Going with that logic, according to our own Health and Human Services Secretary, it isn't far-fetched to think that the President of the United States could say we need to save health care expenses. The federal government will only pay for one baby to be born in the hospital per family or two babies to be born per family. She freaking retarded. Oh my God. I don't know how these people jump to these weird ass conclusions. Oh, it's like she didn't even know who Paul Revere was. Wisconsin State Senator Glenn Grothman proposes a law classifying single parenting as child abuse. Now, that is a classic. Glenn Grothman, who is a Wisconsin Republican, proposes a law that if you're a single parent, you have committed child abuse. Unreal. Now, what is it with all these women, single women, white women, overeducated, doesn't mean they're intelligent? That's Rush Limbaugh talking about Tracy McMillan, who is pretty well known, who discussed her book about child nutrition. We are seeing it. We are seeing the fabric of this country fall apart. It's falling apart because of single moms. That's Rick Santorum. Yep, it's all about those single moms, those women that we have problems. It's not people like you, Rick Santorum. It's not to the extremities and that's been going on since the 80s. It's not you guys. It's not the Republicans. They had nothing to do with it. Where were you when you were senator that you voted to build our infrastructure? Didn't you, Rick Santorum, vote in billions of dollars to go into, while we were in the black, go into the largest deficit in history, to go in a war that we shouldn't have been in there, Rick Santorum? No, but let's blame the single mom. Bill O'Reilly, he's a character. And he's talking about Sandy Fluke. I'll explain to you who Sandy Fluke is in a second. He says to her, you want me to give you my hard-earned money so you can have sex? In February of 2012, this is about Sandra Fluke, she came to attention in the United States when the Republicans refused to allow her to testify to the House and Oversight Reform Committee on the importance of requiring insurance plans to cover birth control during a discussion on whether insurance should have contraception mandate. She later spoke to only House Democratic members. Commenting on her testimony, Rush Limbaugh, of course, a talk show host, made inflammatory comments about her, including sexual slurs about her sex life. Here's an example. And if you look up who Sandra Fluke is, Google her. She's I believe in Cornell. One of those. She's from an Ivy League, highly educated a woman who her studies is involved with the sexuality and health and feminine and psych issues. Here's what Rush Limbaugh says. And not one person says, well, did you ever think about maybe backing off that amount of sex that you have? Do you ever think maybe it's your responsibility for your own birth control, not everybody else's? Huh. He says that, but then what about when the baby's born? Then whose responsibility is that? Oh, then it's tough and you have to take care of it. And it's tough. Everything's tough. Who's amazing the GOP talks about and the Republicans talk about having the government stay out of our personal lives, but aren't they doing that same thing? Telling a woman what she needs to do? Missouri Senator Roy Blunt authors an amendment allowing employers to opt out of any health care that they deem immoral. Here's a classic. This exactly tells you the mentality of the GOP. And the Republicans. We're not talking about scientists, ma'am. We're not talking about scientists here. We're talking about religious belief. This is responding to HHS Secretary Catherine Sebelius, explaining that the morning after pill is not abortive. Rush Limbaugh and Fluke. Miss Fluke and the rest of your feminazis, here's the deal. If we are going to pay for your contraceptives, thus pay for you to have sex, we want something for it. We want you to post the videos online so we can all watch. And remember David Vitter, the Republican? Here's an irony. I remember him. He was the one who got on... He was one of the people who people remember. First, he was on the committee that initiated a the impeachment proceedings on Clinton, and the maid and his wife said if she ever caught her husband fucking around, what she would cut his thing off. And then funny, the irony was David Vitter was caught with all these hookers. Just remember that. Goes around, comes around. Yet he has the audacity to say, it's about abortion. It's about abortion-inducing drugs. It's about sterilization. Now I was wondering, came to my mind while I was reading that, wonder if the hookers he fucked used contraceptions, or did he fuck them with a condom? Did he put maybe an aspirin between your legs? I mean, one, he fucked a lot of hookers. Now, I'm offering a compromise today. This is from Roshamon. I will buy all the women at Georgetown University an aspirin to put between their legs as they want. Now, if that ain't anti-woman, I don't know what is. That's pretty sick. That's from Rush Limbaugh, the mouth of the Republicans, the GOP. Any woman who thinks of voting for a Republican is going to get her head examined. I don't care what. Any woman who votes for a Republican needs her fucking head examined. That's pure and simple. There's Wisconsin GOP attempts to repeal the Equal Pay Enforcement Act, meaning making equal for women have the same, amount of pay. Washington State Senator Michael Baumgartner, a Republican, says the U.S. Senator Maria Cantel, a Democrat, is unqualified to talk about contraception because she's an unmarried woman. This is what I'm telling you. This is how chauvinist, anti-woman you can get. That is the GOP. That is the Republicans. Oklahoma Senator passes a personhood tax saying life begins at conception. So does that mean death does happen? If death happens, there's only one cell alive and then that's when it dies? Oklahoma has attempted to cut funding for Planned Parenthood by the Republicans. Rick Santorum once said, one of the things I will talk about that no president has talked about before is I think that the dangers of contraception in this country, the whole sexual libertine idea, many in the Christian faith have said, well, that's okay. Contraception is okay. It's not okay. Fox News' Greg Gutfeld claims contraception coverage for the poor amounts to class warfare. Phyllis Schlafly, another big speaker on behalf of the GOP, says that the feminists have so broadened the definition of domestic violence that it doesn't have to be violent and can usually be whatever a woman alleges. Ridiculous. And Rick Santorum once said, I would advocate that any doctor that performs an abortion should be criminally charged for doing so. Now, here is the epitome of the GOP. The Republicans. Fact. June 5th, 2012. GOP kills the Paycheck Fairness Act, giving equal pay for a woman. The GOP thinks women are less than men. Per the GOP, women deserve to be paid less. Any woman who votes for a Republican, including Romney, is a fool and needs some serious self-worth therapy. That's what I have to say about that. That's my quote. Rick Santorum said, I believe and think the right and approach is to accept this horribly created in the sense of rape, but nevertheless, it's a gift in the very broken way, the gift of life. Accept what God has given you. That's what they're saying. And you think I wasn't bullshitting about the bare answer constant being said? It isn't just one person. Foster Fries, who is a GOP backer, he backed Santorum and others, once says, back in my day, they used bare aspirin for contraceptives. The gals put it, would just simply put it between their knees. I mean, there was a Republican lawmaker once saying, forcing women to have an ultrasound before an abortion is justified because they are already made the decision to be vaginally penetrated when they got pregnant. Here's another one that's pretty sick. Republican Bob Morris calls its agenda, the plan of Planned Parenthood, includes sexualizing young girls through the Girl Scouts. Really? God, unreal. Virginia State Delegate Todd Gilbert, a Republican. The vast majority of abortions are matters of lifestyle convenience. Oh, really? Rick Santorum, I keep on saying his name, but you know, he was right behind, he was basically one of the biggest voices in the GOP. He almost was nominated. If a woman is impregnated through rape, she should accept that horrible rape created, again, the gift of human life. Accept what God has given you and make the best of a bad situation. Rudy Giuliani said, why should the government force you to insure for contraceptives? Are they going to have us insure for toothpaste? I mean, this is ridiculous. This is where they're coming off. Rush Limbaugh, if we're going to pay for you to have contraceptives, thus, and as I said earlier, pay for you to have sex, we want to post those videos online so we can watch too. Ann Coulter, we all know her. She said, if we took away a woman's right to vote, we'd never have to worry about another Democrat president. It's personal fantasy of mine. Meaning, let's just get rid of the woman's right to vote. It's weird, and she's a woman. She's retarded. I mean, they're really, these are real things, and they're real things said by these prominent members of the Republican Party. And judging from their comments, the GOP must have a serious problem with women. And until the Republicans get over their issues, women have a serious problem with the Republican Party. Pure and simple. But this election is about the comedy, some would say. It definitely is. But what about when your mom is raped? Your daughter is raped? Your wife is raped? Or sister is raped? Or your girlfriend is raped? Per the GOP, they believe and they think you must accept that what God has given to you. Again, they are all real things said by the prominent members of the Republican Party. And judging from their comments, the GOP has some serious, real serious issues and problems with women. I mean, come on, not equal pay for women? Not equal right to choose. Everyone has a right to choose. Who am I to make? It's a moral judgment. If they decide a woman wants to have abortion or not, that is her own decision. That's the pursuit of happiness. That's the choice. Contraceptives. Come on. That would stop them from getting pregnant in the first place. But they don't want that either. basically, the Republicans are the equivalent of a modern-day Taliban without the stonings and acid in the face. If the GOP had its way and was totally, let's say the GOP was totally in power, we, the United States of America, might as well call ourselves the United Christian States of America. No different than the Islamic Republic of Iran. Get it? No different. People laugh of Iran. We would be that same thing. But this country was not founded upon religious principles of Christianity. It was actually founded upon the Masonic principles of equal thought and equal rights, inclusion of all beliefs, separation of religion from the government, respect and tolerance toward those. That is our freedom. That was the First Amendment. So they are literally violating our First Amendment and violating the First Amendment of a woman. That was why Roe versus Wade came through, because it violated their First Amendment, violated their voice to choose. I will say again, everyone out there, not just women, but all men out there inclusive, because you all have mothers, you all have sisters, you all have daughters, you all have girlfriends or friends who are girls, neighbors who are girls. Think of them. When you go in and you push that button or pull that cord or punch that card, I say vote against Romney and vote against the GOP. This is about your mother. This is about your sister. This is about your daughter, your wife, and your girlfriend, and all women, whether they be in your life or not. This war against women by the GOP is not only not of God, but a very dark, satanic-like, evil darkness that has perpetuated humanity from one end to another. The war against women is a war against humanity. It is not godlike. It was the opposite. But yet, God and the universe are extremely aware of this, and so do you. I hope and pray that you make the appropriate choice coming on this Tuesday. And if you have already voted, I hope you've made the appropriate choosing. And with that, I want to thank everybody for listening, and I'm going to close with Buffalo Springfield, for what it's worth. This is from 1967. God bless you all. And have a glorious, glorious weekend until next time, next station, and do come on down to Ojai next week. Thank you.
There's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds, getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop to hear what's that sound. Everybody look what's going down.
in the street, singing songs and a carrying sighs. Most to say to live for our side. It's time we stop. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. There are glorious tracks deep into your life it will creep. Starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. Stop, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Stop, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Stop. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. What's that sound?
Thank you, and God bless you on a glorious weekend once again.